This is KNKX, and now a moment of music. We'd like you to meet Rosemary Panaconti. She works at the Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium in Tacoma on the communication staff.
In my non-zoo life, I am a professional, a semi-professional musician, and I play double bass.
Recently, and with the supervision of zookeepers, she set up her double bass in front of the big underwater viewing window at the zoo's walrus habitat, curious whether they'd respond to the music. The answer, it turns out, is yes.
Walruses have a huge vocabulary of sounds. They grunt, they whistle, they can sound like a steam train almost, and then they can use their flippers to make percussive noises. And so to imitate that on a bass is actually really fun. A lot of the time, these frequencies are the same sort of pitch, just general pitch range as a double bass. In that beautiful blue underwater space with the walruses, I was a whole lot closer to those animals, and so I really felt like I was as much in their world as I was ever going to be. We were both creating the soundscape together, whether deliberately or not, and somehow sharing this way of being or this temporary world that I wouldn't have otherwise shared with them if I was just standing on the land looking down at them. And this is something that has just intrigued me for a long time, is just the idea of, can you at all communicate with other species through music? I don't know, but I kind of felt at that point that I was. It's not escapism, but it's more like reminding ourselves of beautiful possibilities of this world and how they do exist.
That's Rosemary Panaconti at the Point Defiance Zoo and Aquarium in Tacoma. She played her double bass for the zoo's two walruses, who seemed pretty appreciative. The zoo made a video of it. You can link to that through our website, knkx.org.